This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark and their FS member companies. I'm Mark Magnuson. Events halfway across the world can affect the fertilizer marketplace even here at home. The knock-on effect from conflicts, weather events, and government policy can drastically change the price that Iowa's farmers pay for fertilizer. Up next, we will hear from Josh Linville of StoneX.
When it comes to protecting your investment in fuel and diesel-powered equipment, DieselX Gold from FS clearly beats other diesel fuels. New detergents disperse contaminants to prevent sludge that plugs filters and causes unexpected downtime. And now, better moisture handling chemistry helps ensure your fuel stays dry, reducing microbial growth and fuel line freeze-ups. So when you're deciding what fuel to use, choose DieselX Gold, absolutely the best fuel to power and protect your diesel equipment. Contact your local FS Energy specialist today or visit gofurtherwithfs.com.
The recent conflict in the Middle East has caused some turmoil in the fertilizer supply chain, especially as it applies to the potash supply, says Josh Linville, the vice president of fertilizer with StoneX.
From the potash market, Israel is the fourth largest exporter of potash in the world. And of course, this it doesn't touch on the humanitarian situation, right? I'm a fertilizer guy, so that's what we focus on. We watch that very, very closely. Now, there has been no attacks on that operation. The supplies have continued to roll. They haven't had to slow down whatsoever. But what we're watching, it takes one rocket in the wrong place. And all of a sudden, that whole storyline changes.
Unfortunately, the conflict between Russia and Ukraine continues to put pressure on the fertilizer supply chain. Linville says that fertilizer shipments have still been able to move, even with fighting taking place.
Obviously, Russia is still in Ukraine. That still keeps us wary that something could change. But Russian exports have continued for fertilizer. That is one sector that hasn't largely been touched. Now, countries like Canada and Australia put sanctions on their fertilizer, but most of the rest of the world said, nope, we're going to keep bringing that product. That was a very big fear back in March, April of 2022. That was unfounded.
He says that while there are still some elevated fertilizer prices, overall we are in a much better spot with price compared to 18 months ago.
Much, much better than spring of 22. Still not quite as low as we'd like on some of these values. Phosphate values are still on the high side. Potash looks very good. Urea looks like it's getting down to a level it should start bottoming out. Anhydrous is on the high side now, but a lot of the fall stuff is already locked up and we don't have spring programs yet. UAN is well priced and we haven't seen that price move in several weeks. Best thing I can say is if you look at your inputs and you say, I like these values, consider selling some grain against it to make sure you lock up the value.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.